Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're back live. The toll-free number to join us on some of the issues I've covered is 800-259-9231. We'll have totally open phones the third hour. We got a guest popped in for about 20 minutes at the bottom of the hour. I'll take some calls now. Coming up, I've already talked about this for a week, but now it was senior people connected to the White House. That's who runs MSNBC and NBC that edited it together to make George Zimmerman sound like he was a racist. The original clip was Zimmerman. I'm going to play it later. This guy looks like he's up to no good, or he's on drugs or something. It's raining and he's just walking around looking about. Dispatcher, okay. And the guy, is he black, white, or Hispanic? Zimmerman, he looks black. The altered NBC News version simply ran this way. Zimmerman, this guy looks like he's up to no good. He looks black. They edited it together. And folks, I've had them do stuff like that to me. There's all these people on the web that pose as Alex Jones and go out and do stuff. I mean, it's just the culture of cowards. And the system wants to get a race war going in this country because the globalists are busy killing everybody. Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton won't talk about it. I've got DOJ attempts to install their own embedded monitor in the Sheriff Joe's office. I've got huge news on how the illegal aliens are above the law, but citizens won't be able to travel under IRS control. That's all coming up. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. Alan in Oregon, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey. How you doing, Alex? Been wanting to talk to you for quite some time.
Well, it's good to talk to you.
I just had a couple little points I wanted to make. I think we need to stop calling these people elite, because it's just given a subliminal kind of a message to people when they hear
criminal, the criminal maggot worshippers.
That's on track. Because, you know, I think every time even I hear it and I'm against it all, I'm right there with you. It kind of makes me stop and block.
The criminal hijackers of humanity. What should we call? You know, we've had big debates about what do we call the prostitute media, the sewer stream media, the Decepticon media, the traitor media. What do we call the main slime media? But this is a better debate. In fact, I'm going to ask listeners now. You can talk about whatever you want, but give me your caveat. What do we call the criminal hijackers? I call them the ruling cancer. That's what they are. They're earth cancer. The globalists are earth cancer.
I had just a couple other quick little mentions. I was watching Saturday Night Live and the Jay Leno show, and they're really mocking things. On the Jay Leno show, April 2nd, Betty White was on, and it was her birthday. They had an Obama little mention clip come on, and Obama mocks the whole birth certificate thing by requesting Betty White to send him her long-form birth certificate so he can verify she really is 90 years old. Complete mockery, and it's sickening.
Well, that's a very simple psychological warfare thing. We all know Betty White's who she says he is. We've known her forever. She's Americana, so he associates himself with her and implies you wouldn't want hers, you wouldn't want his. Pure propaganda.
I just think there's something we could do about this. We could turn it around and use it against them. Maybe it's time to start criticizing these daily shows and the Colbert Report and get under their skin enough.
I agree. In fact, guys, I even saw that clip. Get that ready for the nightly news. If not tonight, we'll do it on Monday or the Sunday show. Get that ready. Betty White on Jay Leno and a little Obama snip because we'll show how they do that. No. Betty White didn't give up her citizenship in Indonesia and have the name Barry Sotero on record. Betty White didn't block all her student records and she didn't become president of the U.S. Betty White didn't lie systematically about everything she said she'd do and launch wars without congressional approval. Anything else, Alan?
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Just went to calls back in that short little segment, and a caller, Alan, brought up, hey, did you see Jay Leno? I just see the short clip online where they had a famous old actress on there with Betty White or whatever her name is, 90 years old, and Obama had a clip on the show saying, hey, show me your birth certificate. I don't believe you're 90. Somebody we know was born here, somebody who didn't run for office, somebody who wasn't caught lying to us and claiming he wouldn't torture, wouldn't have wars, wouldn't hire lobbyists, wouldn't have signing statements, wouldn't have banker bailouts. You're a known liar whose real name was Barry Sotero on record and gave up your citizenship. I knew that 4 years ago. People called it a conspiracy. Now they just admit it. Then they issue a fake birth certificate. Remember, for 3 years saying this is it. There is no long form. There is no such thing. Then they release this new thing that's ridiculously fake. And I think they did that on purpose. The U.S. government could have put out a good fake. Anybody could have. Why do they want to make this the issue? Because they want to make it about Obama. He's just a puppet front man. But the powerful interests behind him are turning the presidency into a dictatorship. And that's one of the big issues I want to get to later in the third hour. As I go back to your calls now, is that finally, even mainstream corporate whore media is saying, wow, this is dictatorial. He's ignoring Congress on war, and he's telling the Supreme Court he might try to ignore him, and courts are raising this. I mean, again, this is serious when they say, we don't care if it violates the Fourth and Fifth Amendment and Tenth Amendment. We'll have the TSA grab your genitals. We'll have them in your state level. We'll have them on highway checkpoints. We don't care. By the way, we're not going to let you travel if you haven't paid your taxes. I mean, this is total banker dictatorship. Meanwhile, the illegal aliens are above the law, and the government issues them illegal alien waivers, illegal stay visas, just automatically. In fact, print me that, because it's been a few days since I saw the article. What does the Justice Department call it? They're calling it an unlawful entry waiver. Print me the exact name. It's a Judicial Watch documents. Judicial Watch illegals being given to get out of jail free card. That'll pull it up. I need the exact name of it. Thank you. Alan was pointing out it's time to show the propaganda. I agree. That's why I'm trying to get more reporters. I'm trying to get more people to have more news packages where we've got news packages every single day on the nightly news and news packages we end up airing here on the radio. Pardon me? Unlawful presence waiver. Yeah, put that in and show it on screen. We already knew this under Bush and under Obama. It expanded. They will bust a meatpacking plant a couple times a year, 1,000 employees on average, and arrest the owners and fine them and fee them because they're not part of a big mega company. They're not part of the inside baseball. Really, it's just shutting down competition for having illegals. Then they take the illegals by truck publicly over and give them all green cards. Sheriffs have talked about it. They catch illegals burning stuff down, killing people. They're ordered. They take them to ICE after they've been in jail for 6 months, and ICE just releases them. Look at this. I saw a headline a few years ago in the Houston Chronicle where it said 249,000 was the headline. Aggravated felons released out of Houston jails in 1 year. And I remember reading that in the Houston Chronicle saying they had in 1 year 249,000 people. I know there's like 8 million people in that whole area, but my, I don't even know if that's true. Aggravated felons. Folks, that's rape. I mean, look at this. DHS to grant illegal aliens unlawful presence waivers. Judicial Watch. I just can't even take it anymore. I mean, it's insane. All right, let's go back to Alan. I'm going to shut up. Alan in Oregon, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, I was almost thinking that maybe we could use something like that to your advantage and start kind of making a point each daily show just to mock shows like The Daily Show and Colbert Report, maybe just to get a rise out of them.
Yeah, well, mocking gets them. Mainly what we're having banned on YouTube is if I make fun of Al Gore, banned. I make fun of Obama, banned. Nothing racial said about either one of them. If I say anything about this professor, they ban it. I mean, you're just not allowed to talk about them because they're God. And I agree, they don't like being mocked. They block that TSA video making fun of them. They do not like being made fun of. They love horrifying us. They love it when we're desperate and going bankrupt. They love our humiliation. They love our pain. They love our cancer. They love our death. They hate our freedom. But when we laugh at them, it really gets to them. Why do you think that is? Because I like being laughed at. I like being ridiculed by scum. I could care less. I wonder why they don't like being laughed at. Why do you think that, Alan?
They don't like being laughed at like any other bully doesn't like being laughed at. He thinks he's got to muscle fear into somebody, and then when the tables are turned, they don't know how to respond and react, and they need power trips.
That's right. They're going to fail. Don't you know in your gut, this is sure as you know the sun's coming up tomorrow morning, we're going to beat these people. And when humanity survives its greatest test, thanks to God's help, it's going to really push us to the next level when we defeat these scum.
Hey, Alex, I hope one day I can stand by your side and shake your hand, buddy. I hope one day I can join you in this in the physical realm versus sitting here and watching about it. One day.
Well, get out there and fight the New World Order. Big things start small, brother. Appreciate your call. Engage. Start an access show. Start a radio blog on one of the radio blog sites. Start YouTubes. Start firing. I shot a video during the break. In fact, I tell you what. Will you guys go have whoever, so to turn it a huge committee meeting? Because every time I try to download stuff off my iPhone, my little devil tracker phone made by slaves, every time they do this, they end up downloading the entire thing and it de-indexes them. And Dude was showing Aaron how to do it yesterday. I want the last video you saw me shoot during the break where it showed the collateral murder Apache shooting the Reuters reporters. My point is, that's all over YouTube, public domain WikiLeaks. When I show that on my channel, they take it down and shut the channel down before, until I threaten to sue them and do a bunch of stuff. I want to show that out there on NBC, we had NBC on in the CNBC. Same thing. CNBC. And it's on out there, and I showed them showing it. And watch, they'll probably ban my channel for that. Because I'm not allowed to communicate to you. Why is that? Because I will stomp them. Because not that I'm even good. They're a pack of weak deception. All you got to do is call their bluff. Doesn't mean all of us that call their bluff are going to make it out of this. But the spirit of crushing, diseased, New World Order, control freak, murderous trash is pure victory. All that matters is they're defeated. That's truly living. Let's go ahead and go to Richard in Kansas. We're not in Kansas anymore, but I guess we are. Go ahead, Richard. You're on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
I'm just absolutely fine. This is how I feel all the time, and I'm always controlling myself not to act like this.
Yeah, the more and more I've been finding out, I'm pretty much there with you.
Well, good. We got to get motivated. Go ahead.
That's the problem. There's a lot of motivation for a few people up here, but the area in Kansas we live in has kind of been on lockdown. And I'll go ahead and say I'm a 29-year-old combat vet, you know, OIF vet. And the way we've been getting treated up here is it's almost, others have been describing it almost like Vietnam level.
Sir, you're the enemy. They say you are the ultimate enemy of Homeland Security because Homeland Security is a foreign receivership banker mafia. Go ahead.
Oh, and it's definitely working. Literally just trying to go out in public, even just trying to go to the corner store for cigarettes, just wearing a dog tag is enough to get you yelled at, threatened. Actually had people corner off with me at a Titanic event that was up in Union Station. So it's literally gotten to the point where me and other vets that even my wife has spoken to through, like, Facebook and other, you know, media, that, you know, none of us are leaving the house anymore.
Well, it's not just you, though. I took my wife to a movie last night. We had a babysitter. And the teenagers threw the 3D glasses and hit me in the back of the head with them. And I thought it was an accident. And then I didn't say anything. And they got up and left like 2 minutes before the movie ended, I guess because they figured out they shouldn't have done it. And then as I was walking my wife out, these teenagers, these were like punk, you know, wealthy white kids, you could tell, started like, bowing up a little, and I ignored it, and then one of them ran up behind me like he was going to sucker punch me in the back of the head, and I just turned around, and I looked at him, and I was like, am I going to have to, they were like probably 16 to 18, I was like, it was ridiculous. I'm telling you, the public is, there's cop got killed in Austin last night for no reason, they shot some black guy in the back running, the death everywhere, craziness, crime exploding. Sir, it's not just you. People are going crazy. But what types of folks are getting in your face?
Ironically, like most people might be automatically thinking, oh, he's going to say one thing or another. Like, what's ironic, it's mostly like 18 to 24, 25-year-old, I would say more privileged white males.
No, that's it. No. It's like a gibbering class, and they pose. It's like TV warped their mind. Because I walked out, and it was like 50, you know, kids, and it was a nicer area of town we drove to see a movie. And they were all like posing and acting weird and like messing with each other. It isn't like I even looked at them. And I was like, yeah, that's the group hit me in the back of the head, you know, with the sunglasses. You know, with the 3D glasses, and they were all just, sir, it's just the end of society. This country's collapsing.
Literally, like, for the last 3 months, myself and, of course, my wife, because she's actually, she actually has Native American status. After about 3 months, I would say, about 3 months, honey, of handing out resumes, doing applications, no jobs, no callbacks. I actually had a gentleman from a security company tell me, you know, because I was speaking to him about an application, that, you know, if I'm U.S. Army, I might as well give up trying to find work in this area. And that's why.
Yeah, well, that's because they think you're. They've been told you're damaged goods serving 4, 5, 6 tours, which is not really true. Compared to the average public, you're not half as prone to be insane. They're just cowardly insane people. Stay there. I'm going to come back to you.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Look, what's happening is the system knows how to create false role models for young people. So whether you're black, white, Hispanic, Asian, it doesn't matter. On every show, the guy that gets the girl acts like a gibbering, idiotic, arrested development moron. And I was just talking to some of the crew. They say everywhere you go now, black, white, it doesn't matter. You have got people who will make fun of you, who will bump into you, who will slap at you. They're having epidemics of men in subways rubbing up against women and basically hunching on them. It's just we're turning into animals. You had this old white guy, you know, 70-something years old, 78-year-old, you know, looks like he's on not too long in this world, beat up by some black guys saying it was for Trayvon. But it's more than that. It's just beat up old people, start fights with adults. I mean, these people that are 16, 17 are already really adults. They would have been adults 100 years ago. And 100 years ago, if you did that to somebody, they would just pull a pistol out and shoot you. And the police wouldn't do anything because, well, you were seen affronting someone. That's why people are real polite in the South. Was because, you know, in the old days, even just 50 years ago, you did something like that. And I don't think those kids, when they hit me in the back of the head with the sunglasses, they must have known who I was, or then said something to me. Because we came in two cars. I kind of walked around with my wife by where her car was, came walking back down where mine was, and that's when they ran up behind me and all that. And I turned around to these guys. It's not that I'm Mr. Tough Guy. It's just I was like, do they realize that, okay, let's say they're tough. They're going to get in a fight with somebody who weighs 230 pounds, and I'm pretty strong, and I don't look like a wimp, and they must be so disconnected from reality. They don't know who I am. They don't know if I'm a concealed weapon holder. They don't know if I'm some crazy, you know, veteran, and by crazy, who's already willing to attack people. That's why young people don't like vets, and I've seen it myself. I've seen cases of it. On average, is because they want to think they're violent and powerful. And so the idea that somebody's a soldier, why they want to show you, because they're so used to shoving old people around and being mean to people at movie theaters and doing all this, and they think it's cowardice by older people that they're not responding to them. You know, those young punks, this was a bunch of them, like 15 of them, they thought I was scared. The difference was it was so inviting to have 15 people in front of me. I thought, well, if they attack me, I'm gonna really go Captain Caveman. And I mean, I'm not gonna get off into it, but you know, the point is they mistook the fact that I just turned and tried to walk away, and then they laughed that I was a coward because I was like, no, I got a family, I got a mission, I got to get the word out. But I mean, it would have been good for them to come up and hit me and teach them a lesson. Teach them a lesson. But tell us, you know, as a veteran, if they see dog tags or you're wearing your jacket or whatever, what do they do to you? What is it that kind of stuff? Like, hey, tough guy, what you gonna do? I mean, because they're all UFC viewers or whatever. What happens?
Well, the worst incident, and I mean, this is just from wearing dog tags. Like, it pretty much got to the point where,
And I understand you get used to wearing a wedding ring, you get used to dog tags, it becomes part of you, you wear it. Tell us what happens. Tell us quickly.
Well, the worst example was me and my wife actually had gone out to a local grocery store, and unfortunately me and my wife, we just lost a child, unfortunately, and so this was bad.
You just lost a child?
Recently, yes.
A miscarriage or after they were born?
Miscarriage,
Okay, so you're at the store.
And unfortunately, my dog tags were out of my shirt, and one of the older ladies who was working and gathering carts decided she would, you know, lovingly yell the word baby killer at me. So, of course, this was great timing for this. I mean, I pretty much at that point just, you know, walked out and said, you know, I'll be in the car, because at that point, it's getting to the point where even I'm ready to snap, but I won't.
But I'll guarantee you that woman loves Obama, who's launching more wars. They just want to feel like they're good and call you a baby killer when they're the people that let this country go into these illegal wars. And so instead, they just like to blame the soldiers.
People just love to find that one thing they can focus on so they don't have to focus on anything else.
Listen. I was at the beach, and there was a biker rally, and usually bikers seem like nice folks, but this was a big I was there with little children and had guys bow up and act tough and pull their motorcycles in when I was, you know, they had these plant pots out there by this little street, and they were pulling their bikes in apart between the plant pots, and they drove in, and I looked at the guy, had my 3-year-old daughter holding my hand, and I almost killed the guy. And I'm sorry, I'll just grab him and bang his brains out. It's not hard. And the guy didn't understand. I was about to kill him. And I looked at him, and he tried to act tough, and then he backed off. But, I mean, they don't understand. I just can't take it anymore. Just, it's a bunch of gang-type scum, and they make me want to throw up. We got a guest coming up, but just, I'm sorry, sir.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco with detailed growing guides available to you at no charge. You can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9932. InspectorAudit.com, 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Bruce Schneier is our guest for the next 25 minutes or so, and then I will have nothing but your phone calls and key news, I promise, in the third hour today. Those of you that are holding, Robert, Otter, Michael, Carl, Jonathan, and others that are joining us today. Now, I wanted to get Bruce Schneier on because we ran an article. It was also in the Associated Press as well. TSA blocked security expert from testifying to Congress. Lawmakers slam agency for treating Americans like prisoners and cattle. We've now in the last week seen the ad they ran looking for imperious people. That means imperial, bossy, overbearing, dominant. And we've also in the last week had TSA caught running sex rings, child porn, rapes. And I saw a report that hundreds of people, over 200 people, have their bags robbed per week at JFK. Well, my daughter's seven now, and she was newborn. I had to go to New York to do a speech and some things. and I bought, went to Tiffany's, and I'm not a jewelry person, but I bought a rattle, a teething ring, and another teething ring, and they just opened the little box in the bow to check it, make sure it wasn't a bomb, and stole one of them. Didn't take the other two. They just liked how that looked. So I guess I should be thankful they only took that. After all, they've got a stressful job. They deserve to rob me. But the reason that we have security expert Bruce Schneier on with us today is because, well, he was blocked from telling Congress what he wanted, because I guess what TSA wants, they get. Obama can launch wars without congressional approval, and he now says the Supreme Court doesn't matter. So it's kind of like the TSA tells Congress who gets to have speeches. In fact, I saw an article yesterday where Congress was trying to find out about this new NSA base in Utah, and they were told, you're not allowed to know. Really, Congress? Co-equal or above the president? I mean, we got problems here, so that's a sidebar. But TSA blocks security expert from testifying to Congress. Lawmakers slam agency for treating Americans like prisoners and cattle. The TSA ensured that a leading security expert who has been vocally critical of the agency's screening methods was barred from speaking before congressional hearing. The hearing before the House Committee on the Oversight and Government Reform was held Monday in an effort to evaluate the agency's performance and address concerns raised by lawmakers, experts in the field, and members of the public. Bruce Schneier is an internationally renowned security technologist and author, was scheduled to testify about the TSA security screening, but was formally uninvited at the last minute following a complaint by the agency. And he'll tell us what happened to him here and what he would have said to Congress that's been censored, but now here reaching 3 million people. Sir, thank you for coming on with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Okay, tell us about yourself and what happened here.
So there was a hearing on the TSA on basically whether scanners, the spot program that looks for people who are not acting right, I mean, a bunch of things. And I was one of the four witnesses scheduled. And at the Friday before the Monday hearing, I got a call from one of the staffers who's running the hearing, asking about the lawsuit. And there's a lawsuit right now, Epic versus the TSA. I'm one of the plaintiffs, and we're trying to get the TSA to follow the law with respect to full-body scanners. It has to do with a public comment period and certain documents they have to make public. I mean, this is law, and we're just trying to get the TSA to follow it. Anyway, the TSA objected, and the excuse they used that it wouldn't be appropriate for us to be sitting at the same table because I'm a part of that lawsuit. I mean, that doesn't make a lot of sense to me, but in any case, the people who ran the hearing decided that they wanted the TSA there, which means I was uninvited, which is, I mean, really a pity because I would have liked to have been at the table of the TSA. I spent a lot of time criticizing them, and, you know, they have the luxury of not actually responding. I mean, they could ignore me, they could respond to pieces of me, but it would have been neat to be at a table and say, hey, answer this question. And then if they didn't, say, you didn't answer the question and try again. I mean, that would have been sort of fun, but I didn't get to do that.
Now, they're also famous, as you know, for claiming John Hopkins says there's no radiation danger. And then the head of the radiology department goes, we never said that in our report. We said the opposite. Or they're famous for saying, we've done all the radiology testing. We've got, you know, radiation officers. You're supposed to wear a badge, like somebody at a dental office or doctor's office. Turned out that was a lie. They said they'd given Congress years ago the data. That was a lie. They said they didn't save the images. That was a lie. They said that they weren't groping people, weren't strip searching old ladies. That was a lie. I mean, this is the only group I know of that's rumored to lie more than the TSA is the devil.
Well, I mean, the problem is that airports are really extra constitutional zones now. There are things that happen there that would never happen out in the real world. And, you know, this is just one example. There's a lot of dispute about the radiation levels. There are some people that do the math and say it's okay, but that math doesn't take into account that this is all skin radiation. Once you look at that, it's not okay. The problem is we don't have the data. I mean, this isn't security data. This isn't how well the machines work to detect plastic explosives. This is safety data.
And they never release it. That's a good point you're making. So what were you going to testify to that they blocked?
Yes. I mean, if you put this exact machine in a hospital, it would be illegal because we just don't know how safe they are. So, you know, in some ways, in this instance, I just want the TSA to do something perfectly reasonable. Release safety data, allow researchers to test them for safety before we start irradiating, you know, millions of Americans. It just seems plausible to ask. And, you know, in like so many things, we're blocked. The TSA is required by law to ask for a public comment period before deploying this technology. They didn't. We went to the courts. The court said you have to do that. They haven't. Now, just one of many things that once you get to the airport, you just don't have the rights you have as a citizen elsewhere in the country.
And now they're setting the precedent with that to expand it. TSA hardened bulletproof checkpoints, highway checkpoints, bus terminals, train stations. Now they're saying the IRS will be over it. If you haven't paid your taxes, you won't be able to travel. This is the internal checkpoint passport that, of course, was so famous in Nazi Germany and Stalinist Russia. I mean, it's like they're following an authoritarian list and checking each box off twice and, you know, taking it to the next level. Again, what were you going to say to Congress specifically, sir? Because I want people to hear that testimony.
Oh, wow. I mean, I know. What I was hoping to do is go after them and respond to them. Because, you know, as you're pointing out, they say a lot of things that turn out not to be true. And what I was hoping to do there is to be the fact checker. That I wouldn't have stuff prepared necessarily, that I would more respond. When they say, you know, the radiation is safe, I'd be able to say, well, you know, you say that, but here's some data, and you're not letting us know. When they say the full body scanners detect plastic explosives, I'd say, well, no, they don't. Here's the data. The manufacturers say they don't. We know they don't. I mean, you're lying there. And, you know, and that's really what I wanted to do, whether talking about the no-fly list or the shoe scanners. I mean, all of these things they do, and they make the statements, and they don't get a lot of checks on it. So I was hoping to be the fact checker. That's why I thought it would be fun, because rarely do I get to actually confront them. I mean, I can say my pieces, I can make my arguments, but they don't have to respond. And I figured with congressmen staring at them in the face, you know, we might be able to get an actual response.
Well, I mean, if the TSA is being called before Congress to be grilled because the nation's in near revolt over their legendary abusive exploits, and then you're one of the known, admitted experts, you know, coming in to counter them, and then they complain. What was the nature of the complaint where our godlike TSA trumps open discussion?
So this is a technicality, and it might be valid for all I know. There's a lawsuit going on, EPIC, Electronic Privacy Information Center, versus the TSA about full-body scanners. I'm one of the named plaintiffs. And what they invoked, and this might be a rule for all I know, that both sides of an ongoing legal dispute should not appear at the same table in front of a congressional hearing. So, I mean, I don't know if this is a real rule. It might be. You know, honestly, if I knew that, I might have dropped off the lawsuit and showed up at the hearing, because the hearing would have been more fun.
Specifically, though, I mean, you're a technology expert. You've got a long bio here. Tell folks about your website and you know, why you were being why members of Congress thought you'd be a good person, you know, to call, because The Economist calls you a security guru.
Sure. I mean, I write about the TSA all the time. My website is schneier.com, S-C-H-N-E-I-E-R. And at the same time this was unfolding, I was participating in an online debate at the Economist magazine website with Kip Hawley. Kip Hawley is the former head of the TSA from its inception to basically when Obama became president. And he and I were going back and forth on the TSA, and it's a fantastic debate. I really recommend people read it. I thought I did a great job.
So you're an effective nemesis to the pervert squad, and so they just don't want you on the field.
Now, I don't think they do. I'm actually pretty good. I could talk about the scanners, I can talk about the X-ray machines, I can talk about the scanning of checked luggage, of cockpit doors, I can talk about their spot program.
Yeah, do that. I mean, talk about why you say it's all security, because you coined the term security theater.
That's my term. And that's what we got a lot of here, right? Things that look good but don't actually provide security. Now, it's interesting. For that economist debate, I pulled some research that was done on the cost of the TSA, because, you know, we never really look at it in terms of cost versus benefit. Is it worth it? And if you calculate the amount of waiting time for people flying, it's about 19 and a half minutes per flyer. I mean, that's the time you get to the airport early, on average. You run the math, that's about $10 billion a year. That equals TSA's budget. If you look at the number of people who drive instead of flying to avoid the TSA, that equals about 500 automobile-related deaths per year.
Wow.
Right, so we're saying that the TSA is causing 500 fatal accidents a year. Now, that's a big number. I mean, you know, that makes them, you know, I'm sorry to say, more effective than the terrorists. You know, and talking about that would have been interesting. Now, you know, they didn't cause the deaths in the same way the terrorists do, but it's
not as scary. It's not as fun to get scared of that. But I've talked to bus company people. I know side issue. The point is, they say that buses are being used a lot more. Everywhere I go now, I'm seeing a lot more buses, and everyone I talk to doesn't travel. They talk about upwards of $40 billion a year now in lost revenue. Friends I have in Europe won't come here now. I mean, this is a big deal. I mean, we're known. Communist China isn't anywhere near this. It's easier to fly into North Korea than it is the U.S. now.
Oh, actually, it's not. And China's pretty bad. And
Hold on. I'm sure you've been to China. I haven't. Paul Watson's married to a nice Chinese lady, and he flies to China two or three times a year. He says there's basically no security. And I talked to journalists that recently flew to North Korea, and they said basically as long as it's pre-authorized, they were just right in. And then once you go out in the countryside, they had a minder. But I'm talking about, I mean, in North Korea, they don't grab your genitals.
Well, you know, I'd love to visit that country. I haven't. China, I have, I'll be in Russia in another month. We'll see how security there. Okay, just came back from Europe. You know, they do a lot of security, too. I mean, a lot of ways.
I mean, the Netherlands has it. England has more than the U.S. in some. But the point is that we're losing. All I know is we're losing tourism.
Yeah, and we are. And a lot of people don't fly. I mean, one of the things you said is that people are up in arms over this. The thing, unfortunately, you have to realize is most people aren't. Most people don't know better. They'll say something like anything if it keeps us safer. I mean, most people believe the government when they say this is essential. I mean, I wish there was a popular revolt over the TSA. But, you know, those of us who object are still pretty fringy. Most people just say, I guess this is what we have to do. You know, and one of the things I like to do with my writings is to raise awareness that maybe this isn't the best way, that maybe this isn't the right thing. But, you know, in a lot of ways, I'm still fighting an uphill battle because most people don't know enough to decide and trust the government.
You know, most people I talk to absolutely hate what the TSA is doing. And I talked to one of my friends that works at the airport, and he said he watched local News 8 Austin interview more than 40 people until they found one old lady that liked what they were doing to her, and they put her on the news.
Yeah, I mean, I think there is some of that. I mean, certainly, my friends, your friends are going to select this way. You know, a lot of people are outspoken where they don't like it, but they're willing to accept it. But, you know, go to the airport. I fly all the time, and, you know, people aren't complaining. Now, of course, you know not to complain, right? Because if you complain, you're a troublemaker. You could end up on a list. Now, it really is a bad situation. You know, we just don't have the rights to argue. And I think people are afraid to argue. I mean, the people who don't like it are willing to accept it. You know, I'll complain more than most, but I know if I put up a stink at the airport, they're just going to make my day miserable.
Did you know the TSA asked for them to remove that other technologist video, a month or so ago? We had him on where he showed how you could sneak through the scanners with explosives, and then they removed it, saying security. No, the security is showing they're a fraud, right?
Yeah, and that actually isn't even new. You know, when I blogged about that, I found a research paper from 2 years previously that talked about the same attack. I mean, it's not like hiding it is going to make it go away. I didn't know the video was removed. That's interesting. I'm pretty sure it's up in Europe somewhere. I'll go back to I'll go back and look around and update my blog. No.
They took it down for a while. There was a big outrage, and then it was put back up. The point is that they did take it down for a while.
Oh, so your readers your listeners who don't know, this is a video of someone bringing metal through a full body scanner, through both the backscatter X-ray and through the millimeter wave. And basically, he's hiding it in an outside pocket of a sort of a swingy piece of clothing. And the way the images show up, it's hidden in the background. It actually is a serious flaw. It's pretty easy to bypass. It's been known for a few years. And yes, the TSA is trying to hide information about it. The researcher who found this reported that the TSA is threatening reporters who are covering this.
Oh, yeah. In fact, I saw the emails, and then he later actually talked to the TV reporter in Florida. They told him, we tell you, do not talk to this guy.
Yeah, I mean, these are more heavy-handed tactics. But again, the way to think of airport security, the TSA, is that it's an extra constitutional organ. I mean, it's extra constitutional space, organization, that the normal rights you have, you know, don't exist.
Like a constitution-free zone. We've got one more short segment with you. I want to specifically get into the scanners in other areas and the X-rays, the bomb detectors, because from what I've read, but you know more about this than I do, a good dog detects explosives in a wider range much better than those machines, and they can do it to everybody. But a dog isn't proprietary to a company that gives lobbying money to Congress.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I ate a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Nothing, honey, if it ain't free, nothing.
expert, Bruce Schneier, is our guest. Okay, so you heard my question about the dogs. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but dogs profiling. But then they say, no, we won't profile somebody that actually has a criminal record. We'll just treat you all like criminals. So it's an inversion of civil rights.
So let me talk about the machines and dogs. So basically, we're trying to detect an explosive called PETN. It's got a long name. You can look it up. It's what the shoe bomber used. It's what the underwear bomber used. It's the thing that's scary. And we're worried about people bringing it in on their person because the magnetometer won't detect it. Now, full-body scanners actually won't detect PETN either. Only two things can detect it, and that's a chemical sniffer or, as you say, a dog. So what we're trying to do with the full-body scanners is to detect bulges in your clothing that could be PETN, and if one is found, then the officer will figure out what it is. So that's basically what the machines are doing. So yes, dogs would be better, but if you think about it, dogs are kind of a logistical nightmare at an airport. I don't think it's a fact that the machines are proprietary and dogs aren't. It's just that having trained animals requires a level of infrastructure that airports don't have.
Yeah, but I would rather walk by a dog, and that's all you got to do, than have somebody grab my genitals.
Well, you know, it's not all you have to do. It's more complicated than that. I mean, I'm not convinced that dogs are a better solution than the machines. I mean, I think when you start looking at making dogs work, there's a lot of issues. But, yeah, the machines don't actually detect the explosive. They detect bulges in your clothing, which then the officer clears. And if you go to the airport, you know this happens. Then they see a bulge, and the person who's looking at the images radios to the officer, says there's something in his left pocket.
The person looking at your genitals sees something that they want to look at, yeah.
Right. And then, so that is cleared. So, yeah, so that's basically how those machines work. I mean, I'd love to see more dogs. I think they're a great solution. I even saw some technology that uses bees as a different animal. Now, I don't think they work with a person, but they work with luggage and other things. That bees could also act as good chemical detectors. But there's a lot of work with using live animals, especially large
mammals. And Chertoff doesn't make money off the body scanners.
And that's the other issue, of course. There is Michael Chertoff lobbies one of the two machines authorized to sell them. And, you know, the rush to put them into place after the underwear bomber, even though the manufacturer of one of them, at least one of them, said, you know, wait a second, this wouldn't have detected the underwear bomb. Because remember, if it's not a bulge, you're not going to detect it. So if it's pounded, the plastic explosive is pounded thin, it's if it's part of an article of clothing, there's a lot of ways to sneak it by.
Well, what if you had it inside your body? I mean, next they're talking about full body x-rays. I saw that in the Australian news because people might put it in artificial breasts.
They
might...
Someone who set off a bomb against a Saudi prince a couple of years ago hid the bomb in his anal body cavity. So, yes, I mean, this is a tactic. It's kind of an obvious one.
Well, the answer is have the pot-bellied TSA people get grandma in there and do proctology exams.
Well, you know, I mean, this seems like an endless, futile solution. I mean, I argue.
How about we just face the danger like we always did and live in a free society? Okay, I mean, they had a plane with no security versus security. I'm getting on the one with no security.
You know, but unfortunately, the market doesn't ever. I mean, market rarely differentiates on security. Yeah, it would be interesting to have more secure airways and less secure airways, and see.
The truth is, they can't protect you. The world's not. What, terrorists are going to attack down the road? We're going to have checkpoints on the road now. I mean, it's never ending. Of course, Anwar al-Awlaki did dine secretly at the Pentagon too, and the underwear bomber was put on the plane by the U.S. government. Bruce, thanks for the time. Thanks for joining us, and I'm glad you got to testify here.
Thank you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.